Soweto, and I'm standing next to a soccer legend over here, former Bafana Bafana player, Marx Goman Go Maponyane, and we are busy cleaning up the city today with Pick It Up and making the areas a lot more clean ahead of the Confed Cups. Marxie, it's nice to see you again. How are you doing?
I'm very well, and you, Aki?
I'm well, thank you. So listen, we got big soccer coming our way. Hey, could you believe it that when you played soccer all those years ago, that we'd be hosting the Confed Cup and the World Cup?
Well, I never even thought this will happen in this country, especially when I recall that in 1990 I was in Italy and watching the World Cup, but not even having a dream of being included in the international arena. But just beyond that, that's how things just happened so quick, that on the 14th of May, we were just awarded the World Cup. And we were talking, at some point, we were talking 4 years to come. Then we were talking 1,000 days. Aki, would you believe we're talking 320 days?
It's under a year, Maxi.
And we're talking next week when we're talking Confederations Cup.
Now, you're going to be very involved. You're doing a lot of commentary for the Confed Cup. Tell us what you're going to be doing.
I will be covering all the games. Well, not all literally, because I can't be everywhere at the same time.
Sure.
But I will be covering games at Ellis Park. I'll be covering games at Royal Bafokeng, Bloemfontein, including Loftus.
Now, seriously, you know, there's a lot of controversy about the Bafana Bafana squad. We've had quite a few coaches, as you well know yourself. I mean, what do you think of the local team, of Bafana Bafana, our national team? How are we going to be looking ahead of the Confed Cup and even in the World Cup? Are we going to do well? Are we going to be disgraced? What do you think?
I think, firstly, let's start with the coach who had 30 players and he had to trim down to 23. And after doing that, he chose the best that he thinks will fit the pattern and the style that he wants to implement throughout the tournament. But also the players themselves. Your question is, are they good enough? I think they will only be as good as they believe in themselves. Because this is all about believing in yourself. It's a home game for us, if you like.
Yeah.
And, you know, to play any tournament at home, it has to boost your confidence. And I've been privileged to be in places where countries are hosts and become ultimate winners. Egypt won the African Nations Cup at home. And one thing that I will never forget was when France won the World Cup at home.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
there is no ways that you can fail to be motivated by the fact that you are hosts. And that our players, I believe that that will be a top notch in their minds to say, as hosts, let us not disappoint.
Let me ask you this question. You, as a former professional football player, what do you think of Benny McCarthy? I mean, the guy's got talent, but, you know, he's not passionate about playing for the country. I mean, how would you handle that situation with Benny McCarthy? Because I, for one, as a South African, I'm very disappointed at his attitude. I don't know what you think.
I think the coach was given a test of character. I mean, he obviously said Benny didn't arrive when he was called on most occasions. And then this time when he needed or expected to be called, and he dropped him at the time when he needs the nation. And I think it was a right brave move. And also that issue of Nassif Morris. It just shows that the coach is saying, yes, I'm not taking any nonsense. Because some coaches, when they come to this country, they never heard of things that are happening in this country, where a player doesn't want to play for the nation. In Brazil, every player wants to play for the nation because they know that it's a lifetime opportunity. In England, everyone wants to play for the country.
You look at Ronaldo with Portugal. He plays in the friendlies.
He plays in the friendlies, and that is how important the national team is. But our players have this mentality of saying, yes, how much do you want to pay me to play for the nation? It's not about how much we pay you. It's about how badly you need to represent your country.
It's amazing.
A lifetime opportunity, I must say.
Absolutely. Moxie, it's amazing talking to you. Lovely to see you again.
Thanks,
and enjoy the Confed Cup.
Thanks, sir. Keep up the good work, because I'm sure beyond this campaign there are so many things that we need to do together with the people.
Absolutely.
And make sure that we say to them, go out there, support Bafana Bafana, support all the necessary things that will make us good people in the eyes of the world.